Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Satchel Paige. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, John Sullivan. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Kennedy. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball towards right. Kakos catches it and throws to home to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. There goes Berardino. The throw from Moss to Anderson, and Berardino is out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Graham trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hegan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Moss moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 2 in the game. Paige hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakas for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Leaner reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Moss reaches second base with a double. Roy Seavers pinch runs for Les Moss. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. George Elder pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Seavers moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Schirmlaller pinch hits for John Sullivan. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seavers scores. Anderson scores. Elder moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Frank Papish now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elder scores. One out. It's 4-2, Browns. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a fly ball towards right. Kennedy catches it and throws to first to double up Lawler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sherm Lawler now catching. Eddie Pellegrini now playing shortstop. Andy Anderson now playing third base. Ned Garver now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Frank Papish. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Hal Peck. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Steve Gromick now pitching. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lehner hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.